Very welcome back to the News at One. Well, the run of sunny days has given us a great bank holiday weekend, but who can remember when it last rained? As the prolonged dry spell continues, Ishka Éireann is appealing to people in a number of counties to be mindful of their water usage. Our reporter Helen Donohan, Donoghue is here and she has more on this.
Yes, Cara, while the weather has been hot and sunny, one thing missing in many places has been the rain. Now, Met Éireann says its report for last month shows rainfall was below average everywhere, especially in the east of the country, with ongoing dry periods. Paul Downes is meteorologist with Met Éireann, and he's been telling us the extent of this dry weather and how long it's expected to last.
Well, the eastern half of the country has been mostly affected, with dry spells going back as far as the 15th of May in some stations in the east. But most of the country, really, the most appreciable rain they had was the last time was the 21st or 22nd of May. Other than that, there's been just very small amounts of rainfall ever since.
So it's quite a while without rain as such. And when is the next rain actually forecast at this stage?
Well, right now we're looking at low pressure bringing up some rainfall towards the end of the week, possibly in the south of the country at some point on Friday, with some more widespread rainfall possible on Saturday. However, it's a long way out still and a lot can change. Before that, we may have a couple of isolated showers in the northwest, but really not expecting much in the way of rainfall out of them.
Now, Met Éireann says that some places in the country are now in what's known as an absolute drought. And this means places where there have been no precipitation for 15 days. Last month, these included the Phoenix Park in Dublin, Dublin Airport, Oak Park in Carlow and Johnstown Castle in Wexford. But Paul Downes says that the number of weather stations recording continuous dry weather has increased since then.
We have about 10 to 15 stations in absolute drought at the minute. 18 stations will be in absolute drought in the next day or two. And we have around about 6 stations which won't be too far behind as well to finish up the rest of the country. So really looks like most of the country, if it's not already in absolute drought, will be in absolute drought towards the end of the week.
And just for people that don't know, what does that actually mean?
That means 15 days of rainfall of no more than 0.2 millimetres of rainfall. So very, very little in the way of rainfall over the 15-day period.
Helen, that sounds pretty serious. So what is happening with our water supply? Are there restrictions in place at this point?
Well, Carol, Ishka Éireann, the National Water Utility, says the majority of water supplies are operating normally and it says there are no plans to introduce general water restrictions at this time. But the company says that a small number of areas are experiencing what it termed temporary nighttime water restrictions. It says an overnight restriction was required on Friday night for parts of Westmeath, Kerry and Kilkenny. It says this helped to restore reservoir levels and maintain a consistent supply of drinking water during the day for people over the bank holiday weekend. But the company also says they had to continue with overnight restrictions in Clonakilty in Cork and in Innishear in Galway. And they say these restrictions are in place from 11 p.m. until 7 a.m. to maintain a sufficient supply during the day.
So what is Ishka Éireann asking people to do then?
So Ishka Éireann, they're saying that a short spell of dry weather does not cause water shortages or drought, but they are asking the public to help protect essential water supplies. They're asking people to avoid power washing, keep the garden hose in the shed. They're also asking people to check for leaks on outdoor taps. And they say that paddling pools and swimming pools can use huge volumes of water. So there they're asking people to try to minimise the amount of water used and consider reusing the water for the garden or cleaning the car. And they're also asking people to report any visible leaks on the public network to Ishka Éireann at www.water.ie.
Helen, thank you. That's our reporter there, Helen Donoghue.